Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to How Do You Hustle, and I'm recording this from hotel quarantine. I've got 2 days left, and I hope that everyone listening is doing okay. I think during these times, you realize how important it is to be able to get things at your fingertips quite easily. And what, of course, makes that possible is online retail and e-commerce. And today's guest is Chloe, who has launched her own online business and is about to start on another one. It's a really exciting project that I think you'll all love. I hope you'll enjoy the episode.
So tell us about what you do, Chloe.
I have a full-time job, but then in my spare time, I have a e-commerce business. It's called Flint, where I sell a rechargeable lighter. And then I'm also just about to launch a second e-commerce business. It's called Too Pretty to Burn, and it's going to be a curated selection of candles from all over the world. So really exciting.
So what did that involve? How did you start your business, and how did you sort of come up with the idea?
Sure. So I'm someone who likes to spend a bit of money on a nice candle, and it just really bothered me that there was nothing nice to light it with. And I felt like I was always searching for matches, and, you know, I had one of those plastic kind of Bic lighters that you throw away, and I just thought, this just isn't really good enough. And I was living in a really old flat in Richmond, and, you know, I had a gas stove that I had to light every time I wanted to, you know, boil water or whatever. So I was always using a lighter with butane in it. And so we were going through them quite regularly, and it was just like, it just felt really wasteful. And again, I just didn't really enjoy using it to light my candles. And I thought, there must be something better. And I just kind of was standing there one day thinking, imagine if, you know, this was made in brass, how nice would it be? And you know, is there a more sustainable alternative that's better for the environment? And it kind of just went from there.
I love the idea, and they're so aesthetically pleasing compared to the old. You feel like you're almost walking back in the 80s when you use one of the old lighters, don't you? How has it been kind of launching this concept and seeing it come to life? But particularly, we're in quite interesting times, as I don't need to tell you, I'm sure, living in Melbourne. How's it been sort of launching it during this time?
Yeah, look, it's been quite interesting. I guess, you know, I've done everything online, and one of the, you know, the biggest parts of my business is wholesale. So I've got about 20 stockers potentially in Australia, and I would have liked to have just popped in and met them and introduced myself. And but instead, you know, I've done everything on email, and I guess it's been really challenging as well, because, you know, retail is, you know, one of the most challenged industries at the moment, with, you know, people can't go into stores and shop. And so it's all about online, which has, you know, been good. But the stockers side of things has been really good for brand awareness. And I guess, yeah, that's been challenged by, you know, people not being able to go in and browse at their local store. But I've this is my first business venture. So I've actually never launched a business before. So I've only ever launched one during COVID. So I don't really know what it's like in normal times. But yeah, I think in some ways it's been good, because I'm in lockdown in Melbourne, like the world's longest lockdown. I've had so much time to work on it, and there's nothing else to do really when you're stuck at home in a 5K radius. It's, you know, go to the supermarket or work on your business. So I think in that way, it's kind of been pretty good for me.
You don't have as many distractions. I've actually noticed that as well. I already had this podcast. It was a on a radio show, and then I relaunched it last year during COVID because I was like, I need a side hustle. And I feel like I'm not alone and you're not alone. I know like a handful, I could probably count on two hands the amount of people that have sort of gone down that path and wanted to do something more with their time and something that's going to kind of pay off. And so what did you do before? Like, did you have some sort of e-com experience that sort of helped you to have some of the skills that you needed to get this done?
Yeah, so I didn't have any e-commerce experience specifically, but I, you know, on the daily, I was managing about 50 different brands. So I guess I had sort of quite strong business skills, but not so much small business skills or, you know, setting up an e-commerce store and all the things that go along with that. So I've sort of just figured it out along the way. And I've met some people over the internet while just, you know, during COVID, and, you know, they've been really helpful as well. Just, I feel like everybody who has a small business sort of tends to like pass on knowledge. It's really nice. So no, I didn't have any e-commerce experience, to be honest.
So I've noticed that your social media it's so beautiful, and you really, I can tell, pride yourself on that. And you've done a lot. I've noticed a lot of blogs sharing the product. And how important do you think that is these days, particularly, I suppose, when everything is online, like you just said? Like, how important do you think that your Instagram and your online presence is?
Yeah, I think visually, it's quite important for my brand in particular, because, you know, I'm trying to say, come and buy a $59 lighter, you know, instead of one from the supermarket. So it needs to be, you know, aspirational. It needs to look really nice. It needs to, you know, it's sort of an example of like, this is how it could look in your home. I think Instagram is, you know, pretty useful tool. I think, it's a great way to connect with customers. And for me, it's really helpful because a lot of my stockists find me through Instagram and reach out that way. I think, you know, the algorithm and the rules and things are changing really pretty frequently. So I kind of find it hard to kind of, you know, keep up and trying to understand like what's working, what's not. It's very complex. And I think with the advertising side of things as well, you know, everybody's competing for ad space. So it's very, you know, expensive, it's very competitive. So I think there's certain parts of Instagram that are very challenging, but I think on the whole, you know, it's a really good platform to communicate with your customer. And yeah, I guess, like you said, you know, it's very visual, and I have put a lot of effort into creating a sort of look and feel for the brand, which is important. And it kind of like ties back into, you know, our ethos as a brand, you know, being sort of sustainable and beautiful.
Was that something that you sort of had in mind when you launched Flint? Were you thinking about as well that I guess socially conscious side of things, where, you know, if you do buy those cheap lighters, they don't last very long, and you're sort of going through them probably every 6 months, you lose them so easily, whereas this product is something that you'd treasure and keep in your home. Is that something that you did have a focus on and you wanted to be quite mindful of?
Yeah, definitely. So I wouldn't say I'm a minimalist, but I'd say I'm a very conscious consumer. So I generally, you know, I only buy what I need, and I really like to buy things that are nice looking, aesthetically pleasing. And, you know, as a millennial, I like to buy into brands where I align with sort of their ethos and things like that. So when I was thinking about this lighter, that was definitely a consideration. So I sort of went through all the things I didn't like about the lighter I had, and what, you know, for me it was actually quite funny, the first thing I, you know, that bothered me was actually how it looked. Yeah. Which isn't, it's not necessarily the most important thing, but it was like, I don't really want to leave this out, I've got to go and put it away in a drawer.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
And then it was also like, you know, there's millions of these things that end up in landfill every year. So, you know, how can we reduce that impact? And yeah, that was definitely a consideration.
What gives you motivation, and where do you sort of see this going for you as well?
Yeah, so it's been a really interesting journey. I sort of, you know, my background is I did go to design school and I am really focused on the product part of it. I'm not the best marketer, so I have a bit of help with that, but I am hoping to keep growing the business. So in November, it will be a year since I launched Flint. You know, I've got a wait list for, I'm actually out of stock at the moment because of, you know, there's a lot of delays with COVID. It's really hard to get stock into Australia at the moment. So I've got a wait list of about, you know, 20 or so customers, and a lot of new stockists as well that want to Flint. Yeah, so that's really exciting. So I've already pre-sold, you know, almost 600, you know, units straight off the bat. So I just want to keep growing the business. I really want to grow it into New Zealand. So I'm working on that at the moment. I've got two stockists that will have stock in the next kind of few months. I'm going to introduce a couple new colors, and I'm also going to expand our product range to include a wick trimmer. So it's sort of like your perfect candle duo. You've got the wick trimmer to, you know, trim the wick, and then the lighter as well. So yeah, there's a lot of potential. I think, you know, this is only my side hustle, so I do have a full-time job. So hopefully one day, you know, the demand will be there and I'll be able to sort of manage it full time.
So, you know, we're not just here today to talk about Flint though. So you have another venture that you're starting, which I'm really excited about. Tell us about that.
I'm really excited too. It's been a, you know, a long time coming. So when I was working on Flint last year, so I sort of, Flint sort of started in April and I ended up launching in November, and sort of early kind of May, June, when I knew Flint was going to be a sure thing, I wanted to source some unique candles for the photo shoot, just to create, you know, those really nice visual assets. We kind of talked about that on my Instagram. I didn't want to use, you know, I'm not going to mention any brands, but I just didn't want to use any kind of basic kind of candles that are readily available. I wanted something quite pretty and unique, and I found it really hard trying to source the ones that I was after, and they were hard to track down, and the shipping to Australia was really expensive. Some of them I couldn't even get. So I thought, wow, someone really needs to bring these here and sell them all in one place in a sort of candle wonderland. And my housemate at the time, you know, said, well, why can't you be that someone? I think you should do it. And I was like, oh, well, I think I would like to do it. And then I just kind of put together a bit of a proof of concept kind of thing, like, what is it that I'm offering? Who's the customer? And then I've came up with a name, Too Pretty to Burn.
I love it.
And then it kind of just went from there, and I managed to get 7 brands on board. From all over the world. So we're going to launch next month, and yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I love that. And so it's basically it's an online platform for you to access high-end candles. Is that sort of what your aim is for it?
Yeah, so it's an online candle store with a very curated selection of candles, some scented, some sculptural.
They look beautiful.
Yeah, they are works of art, and there's a real emphasis on the maker as well, so you can sort of find a bit of information about who they are, where they live, and, you know, what inspired their candles and things like that. So I think it's going to be really good. And, you know, some of the candles have since, you know, found their way into the Australian market. Like a few people have a couple of the brands, but there's nowhere that has them all in one place. And, you know, it's, we've built a custom website, and it's, yeah, I'm really excited for you to see it and for everyone to see it. I think it's going to do really well.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely share it, because I think you're right. Like, I've noticed these days you see these candles, there's a lot of like really there's a huge demand for those really designer candles in people's homes now, and you see them, but I never ever see them in shops. I wouldn't even know where to start. I honestly wouldn't. So when I saw that you were doing that, I'm like, that is genius. Are you open to new brands coming on board as well? Like, if people are interested in connecting with you about Too Pretty to Burn, how can they get in touch?
So we're on Instagram, and it's at Too Pretty to Burn AU, and then our website's toopprettytoburn.com.au. So yeah, brands can definitely get in touch. I've got my eye on a few more brands in particular, and I've been in discussion with one that's based in LA. And so I'm really hoping, yeah, once I launch, you know, I'll reach out again and sort of get them onto the side. And, you know, the one in LA is not actually sold in our market at all, and they don't ship here, so you can't get them at all. And that's a really big brand. Yeah, I'm really excited to launch with the brands that I do have, obviously. And then, yeah, there's definitely some that are out there that I've got my eye on.
Yeah. Can you buy from all over the world? Or if you buy from Australia, the products will be shipped from Australia? Is that how it...
Yeah, that's right. So I'll hold all the stock here in Melbourne. And at the moment, I'm probably only going to ship to Australia and New Zealand, maybe even just Australia to start with. I'm just working out all those details at the moment. It's a lot of work. And some of the candles, you know, today I was literally going through weighing each one and measuring them, putting it into my, you know, my Shopify site. So I think, yeah, it can be quite expensive to, you know, ship, you know, internationally. So, and some of the candles, they're all available. You know, if you lived in New York, you can buy most of them, but you can't buy all of them in one place though. So
that's the benefit.
Yeah. And I think that's the really
cool one-stop shop kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what I did was, you know, I put together a bit of a presentation before this had even, you know, come about. I got some designer to work on a brand, and we put together a presentation, and I just sent it out saying, this is what I want to do. Like, are you interested in being part of this? And then, you know, everybody was really excited about it. And they were like, we'd love to be a part of this. Like, so I think the designers and the makers are really excited to see, like, you know, their products be available in this sort of candle wonderland that I mentioned earlier.
I love that, candle wonderland. And who doesn't love candles? They instantly lift my mood, I swear. Like, just in your home, coming home after a long day, and you put on a little candle, put on some music, the vibes.
Yeah, it's that self-care movement. And also, exactly, I guess, yeah, some of them are so beautiful that it's like affordable art, you know. And our whole concept plays on an oxymoron of too pretty to burn. So it's like that you can definitely burn them, but it's like, to burn or not to burn, you know, that's the question.
And you should. That's the thing I've kind of learned in this last year, though, is I really was one of those people, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but I was one of those people that had nice things and didn't use them, like perfume or, yeah, scented candles, where I'd be like, oh, that's for a special occasion, or really nice wine or something. Now, literally this last year has taught me, no, you're home all the time, burn the candle, drink the wine, like, just use those beautiful things that you have now, because you might not get the chance otherwise.
Absolutely. I think if COVID's, you know, taught us anything, it's like, yeah, drink the wine, enjoy those small pleasures.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Chloe. And do you want to also tell our listeners, if they want to check out your other business, Flint, how do they find that?
Oh, absolutely. So Flint, we're on Instagram as shop Flint. And then we're just shopflint.co is our website.
Thanks so much, Chloe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.